From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Organizers are expecting thousands of men and women to participate in the third annual Women March On, Hudson, Saturday, January 19th. The marchers will step off from 7th Street Park and proceed down Warren Street to Promenade Hill. At the promenade, a rally will be led by numerous speakers, including U.S. Representative Antonio Delgado, Upper Hudson Planned Parenthood Executive Director Chili Hagan, Hudson Common Council Majority Leader Tiffany Garagia, and others. The event has been coordinated by Indivisible CD19 New York. Gianni Ortiz, co-founder of Indivisible CD19 New York, said March On is not affiliated with the National Women's March. One of the march's focal points will be access to affordable health care for all, Hagan said. She said, and I quote, "As a health care provider, we must stand up for our patients and continue to fight for their rights. We must all stand up for the rights of all people to access health care no matter what," end quote. Participants are being directed to the park at Basilica Hudson, where a shuttle will take them to 7th Street Park. Entertainment for the event will be provided by Hudson Dusters, Cassidy A. Mays, and Rick Warren and Marilyn Miller. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Caitlin Mullen is reporting for BizWomen Business Journals. New research shows that excessive social media use has negative consequences that include the kind of risky decision-making generally associated with drug use and gambling. Research at Michigan State University had 71 study participants take a survey gauging their Facebook dependence that included questions about the user's feelings when unable to access the website, the influence Facebook has had on their job or education, and attempts to quit. Participants were also asked to take the Iowa Gambling Task, a common exercise used by psychologists to measure decision-making. Users of social media exhibited the worst choices in the task. Similar outcomes were reported for those who abuse opioids and drugs. Dar Meshi, the study's lead author and Michigan State professor, said, and I quote, "I believe that social media has tremendous benefits for individuals, but there's also a dark side when people can't pull themselves away. We need to better understand this drive so we can determine if excessive social media use should be considered an addiction," end quote. Read the full story at bizjournals.com. The town of Greenport has announced the long-anticipated opening of its ice rink Tuesday, January 15th. The town has confirmed that the required 4 inches of ice has now formed on the rink. The rink was originally scheduled to open Sunday, January 13th, but the ice was not sufficiently cured at that point. The rink is expected to be open 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. weekdays, and park bathrooms will be open from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. when the rink is open. The town plans to post the daily rink schedule, which will be dependent on weather conditions, at the town website, greenport.yourtownhub.com. The ice rink is in the Greenport Town Park at 413 Jocelyn Boulevard. Tara Barampour is reporting for The Washington Post. U.S. District Court Judge Furman of New York's Southern District Court has ruled against the Trump administration's addition of a citizenship question to the 2020 census. In the first major ruling on the controversial question, the court ordered the administration to stop its plans to add the question to the survey without first resolving the legal issues identified in the opinion. Dale Ho, an attorney for the ACLU, a plaintiff in the case, said, and I quote, "This ruling is a forceful rebuke of the Trump administration's attempt to weaponize the census for an attack on immigrant communities," end quote. The Trump administration tried several times to stop the case from going forward, including requests to the U.S. Supreme Court. The administration is likely to appeal Furman's decision. Plaintiffs in the case include 18 states and several cities and jurisdictions, as well as some civil rights groups. Read the full story in the Washington Post. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. The local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information. Use the WGXC website, wgxc.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.